This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've come now to episode number 6 of the series we're doing about the 164 million of us who are the American labor force. Remember, 10 people matching the basic characteristics of the whole in age and sex and skills, education, and the kinds of jobs that they do. Rocio Montano, the apprentice carpenter from earlier in the program, she's got a view of L.A. that changes as she moves floor to floor in that building she's working on. The view Steve Fields has changes all the time, too, as he is driving the highways all across this country.
I keep my eyes moving at all times. Most people look down the road, you know, 8 seconds, you know. I'm looking down the road as far as I can see.
I imagine you can see economic things happening before the rest of us, right? Because all the stuff that we use is on your trucks, and if we're using less, you're not as busy.
Yeah, yeah. Typically, you can kind of see an upswing in the freight, and when things are getting better or slowing down a little bit, yeah, absolutely.
Well, what are you seeing now, man? That's the question.
It seems to be holding steady. I worked night before last. I went to Sioux City and back, Sioux City, Iowa. Pulled freight up there and pulled freight back. So,
Steve's a driver for YRC Freight. That's one of the bigger trucking companies in North America, and it puts him in a different category than Rocio, into what the BLS calls production, transportation, and material moving occupations. That includes about 1 in 10 members of the American labor force. Think factory workers, flight attendants, and professional drivers. Steve is based out of Kansas City, Missouri. He's 55, and although he's been doing this for 35 years, and you can tell he really does love it, it's not what he thought he'd be doing when he first started working.
Well, I worked at a cabinet shop for several years, and they needed some help one day, and I went out and helped on the truck, and didn't take very long. I involved into a driver, and my grandpa was a driver. He drove for a store called TG&Y, actually. I don't know who all remembers that store, but went several miles with him, several trips when I was a kid, and enjoyed it. I kind of think now, looking back at it, maybe he had me along to help unload the truck. But anyway, so that kind of got my blood young, and then back to the cabinet shop. I really enjoyed the freedom of getting out of the shop and, you know, seeing the being outside. So
being outside, but in a truck all day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you get the comforts of being warm and or cool, but you still get to see the country, right? You know, from the deserts out west to the south, up in the northeast, it's beautiful in the fall. So, it's kind of funny. I get a good radio station going on down the road and got a cup of hot coffee and, traffic's light, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It's pretty good to be a trucker.
You had me till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, man. I was thinking 2, 3 in the afternoon. I don't know about this middle of the night stuff. How many miles do you figure you've driven? I'm sure you keep a logbook or something, right?
Well, I've been recorded at 3.3 million without an accident.
That's a lot of miles. When you're not driving a truck, what do you drive? Do you have a car? What's your car?
Well, I have a pickup. I like to go camping. Of course, I have a camper trailer I pull. And I have a motorcycle. I'll take it, go to a destination. We'll get on the bike and just go ride around, see the country, and visit places and do different things, you know, eat lunches at places and just be kind of a tourist, you know.
So you got a pickup and you got a trailer and you got a motorcycle. I'm going to guess you have a house probably too. Has this job been all right for you financially? I mean, you're doing all right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it has. It has. It surely has. We enjoy union benefits where I work and, I have a pension, a 401. I make a comfortable living, great benefits. I even have an old hot rod in the garage that I kind of like to play with. So I got to be careful, though, because I'll ruin my record there, right?
Yeah, that's
don't want to be going to a speeding ticket or anything, right? So But yeah, I made a great living. It's you know, I'm not a rich guy, but I do okay. And when we want to go on a trip, we go. So if we want to buy something, of course, you know, I think it's like a lot of people. We plan and save and. But yes, I've made a great living and enjoyed a lot of good financial benefits for it. So,
if you were talking to a kid coming out of high school or maybe out of junior college or something today, would you recommend this job?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a great job. I mean, you think about it, everything we use and or on a daily basis or own even has been on a truck at one time or another. I mean, from the pencil in your hand to the shoes on your feet, the gas in your car this morning, you know, just everything we have. So that, as a young person, I would think, wow, that's a pretty good industry. They're going to be around a long time, and, you know, it's a great industry. I've enjoyed every bit of it.
That was Steve Fields out of Kansas City, Missouri, whence he is driving freight all over the country. Next week, the last four of the people we want you to meet, starting with the last doctor left in private practice in one rural part of Ohio.
I have to sleep at night, and there have been times I'm like, I can't keep going at this pace, but I'm like, where are my patients going to go? We don't have someone to take that.
Two quick things before Monday. If you want to see more about all 10 of the people we are talking to for this series, and if you want to dig into the data and check out our methodology, we've got it all at marketplace.org/work.